Hello, ma'am.
Hello, Pharaoh. So, did you got the time to look at them?
Yes. I looked briefly, and I believe, I'll check back, make sure I didn't miss any. I like the modern template the best. I see it was just three of them, right?
Yes. It's only three that we have available right now.
I see the modern one, modern theme in the middle, simple and refined, yada, yada. I like that, and I think that's what I want to go with.
Good. Good choice. That's actually one of the most popular ones. So.
Oh, okay. That's the most popular?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Figured. It's very nice. I like. They were all really, really nice looking. They all were, but I particularly noticed it seemed... I like the I guess those trees, the way they had it arranged.
Yeah. Well, it's just that one is more towards being simple, easy to find the services, the options. So it's very simple.
Okay, yeah, that's important.
It's nice looking.
Yeah, that's important, yeah.
Okay. So, Pharaoh, I'm just going to quickly double check that I have all the right info. Okay, about the business.
Okay.
So I'm going to be promoting the right person. Okay, so, well, we actually did this yesterday. Yeah, we checked everything
okay.
That was good. So let me go ahead. And now, do you have any social media that you would want me to link?
I'm on Facebook Marketplace, but the local / representative I spoke to, one of them said they would help me with that as well. So yeah, I guess you guys can help with Facebook marketing.
I'm not very sure. It's just I'm in a completely different department. I only do websites. So.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
I will ask the client services to see if we actually, because I do know that we, Local Splash, we do not manage your Facebook page, but we, if you don't have one,
okay.
We will create one for you. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I didn't know about manual. I think they said that they could help actually build it, help me, you know, get it where I like it.
Yeah. Okay. So I will.
Yeah.
I will ask them to see. But you already have one created, right?
Yes, I do. It's very minimal. It's not really complete, not even.
Okay. No, no worries. It's just for me to actually know, and then I can ask the right questions to them. Okay.
Okay.
And now, with the template, as you can see, we enhance two colors are very predominant. One is like a yellow mustard, and the other is a pearly white. Would you like to keep it that way, or do you want me to change the colors?
I'm looking at the modern template. Oh, I should,
yes.
I should click on it because it says view modern. Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Okay. So when you say the colors, I'm not sure. I see the yellow. I heard you say yellow and white. I see the emblems are in yellow. There's a picture of a cup and a star and a thunderbolt.
Yes. So
okay.
What I'm saying about the colors is that precisely. You see, because as you scroll down on the page, for example, where
mm-hmm.
all the letters were on the very top of the page that has the tree picture, you will see what it says, modern pro. Modern is in white. Pro is in that mustard yellow, right? So those are the predominant colors. And as you scroll down, the modern name, the wording, it becomes like a dark gray or like a not so dark gray. It's like a middle gray.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's all fine with me. Yeah, that looks fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not very particular on a lot of these things, but I just want the stuff, the information that I want to put up there, you know, for the customers to see, you know, this is what I do. I want that to all look right. I just, you know, want the job. That's the main thing.
I know. I understand. And that's why I come into the picture because, believe it or not, those details do make a difference
uh-huh.
on how people perceive you. you know, so.
Interesting.
Okay. Pharaoh, and how many years of experience do you have? Because I didn't know how that.
10 years.
10 years. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. And as you see, we do have on the template, we have what we call trusted associations. So we have the emblem or the logo of the International Society of Agriculture, and we have the Voice of Tree Care. You do not need to be members of these associations. We do recommend to keep them on the website because it does add credibility. But if you don't want them on the website, I can remove them. It's always going to be your choice.
Yeah, I probably would not have them. I will probably get some other. I plan to actually apply for an arborist certificate, try to get the training for that. That's, you know, maybe this.
Oh.
I'm thinking about that actually this winter. Yeah, that's one of my little thoughts that I've been thinking about is to get that, because that's kind of a big thing. At least it has helped to help people see that you know about Tom.
It does.
Tree health.
So if you do go ahead and do that, please do send it to me so I can put it on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that
sure,
you will not believe how much it does help. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's great for the residential neighborhood where people want things kind of more meticulously worked on.
Yeah, it's just, and it also makes you, as a consumer, like when I see that there are certifications or if you are associated with, if you're a member of any association, for me it's more like you do care beyond the work that you do for me. You do care about your trade, you know, so that gives you a lot of confidence, you know. So,
what you saying,
now, Pharaoh, we are going to be creating one page for each service that you do, right? So currently, I do have on the template, I have 6 pages that are pre-established. Let me ask you, do you do any tree cabling embracing?
No, I do not. But there is several different services that I do. I'm not insured for all of them. So the next thing I want to put on the website that makes a big difference is that insured. And I am insured to do the tree work that I do. I do have insurance for that. So if you could put in, I carry a $1 million insurance policy actually. So quite a bit. I carry $1 million insurance policy for the homeowner.
I can be relaxed on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I can add that in another part of the site. Don't worry.
Okay.
So let's focus with the services, because then, do you do any tree planting and tree transplanting?
I don't. Well, it just hasn't come up yet. And that's the thing. So it depends on my and I'm not insured. Well, I am insured for that because that's landscaping. You know, not every customer requires a liability coverage for everything, like mowing a lawn. A lot of people just okay. But for the tree planting, they wouldn't either. But I am insured for that. I did think of actually doing that this year. That's why I had it added on the policy. But I haven't had any jobs of doing that. That's the thing.
Would you like me to keep it there, or we can replace those for other services that you do. So.
How many pages is the maximum I can have? That would probably help me figure out what's worth having on it.
The very maximum will be 12 pages, and that will be like really heavy size. I recommend to keep it 10 pages, like 10 services.
Okay.
Right? 10 different services. For example, for tree trimming and pruning, we put it together. You see? Tree trimming and pruning. Tree removal is a single one because that's a very powerful keyword. So we try to
focus.
What we do is that the services, we try to fit the best keyword to name that page.
Yeah.
you know. So that's why these websites, they actually rank very well by themselves. Precisely.
Okay.
For that. So let me just remove tree planting and transplanting, and then we can go back to that if we have any free space. But
okay.
So. Okay, now, those are the predetermined ones, because you do the stump removal and tree trimming and pruning, right?
Yeah, I do a bit of stump removal.
Those stay. Okay, so now, I do see that you have, like, the 24-hour tree services.
Yeah.
Now, I can tell you that it's better to have emergency tree services than 24-hour tree services.
Especially because
the way it is worded, it's more powerful keyword emergency tree services than 24 hours tree services.
Right. You know, it makes me look a bit more serious about
The 24 hours is just, also it can be confused on the Google search, and they can put you like, you know, maybe showing a 7-Eleven instead of your business.
Oh, okay.
Just because it has...
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's very sensitive, the searches that we do.
Interesting.
So I do see that you have on your keywords that you have login and lumberjack. Right?
Yeah, I wanted... The lumberjack is kind of a fun word. It's a real job. It's part of what I do. But I think that it's unnecessary, you know, thing of I want to get the words in there that people take seriously, and that really help them figure out important things that they need and why. You know, the lumberjack I might put on if I get something like a more fun page made, maybe on like a video of my work, I might have that, you know, something down the road. But I do that. Tree harvesting for people, for projects. I do that.
But would you want me to create a page for it?
For the logging, yes.
Yeah.
I would like to have one page called From Tree to Table. For the woodworking, and that is really where the logging would fit in, because it's harvesting the trees to build things for people, whether it's furniture or a little log cabin, stuff like that's what I'm trying to get into. So if you want to make a page, if you could, for what should I call it? There's a few words I mentioned.
No, that was
maybe
very
just
nice. From
woodwork.
Tree to table. That's
yeah,
fantastic.
From tree to table. Yeah,
I do really, really like.
Funny.
Very catchy.
Oh, thanks.
Point.
Thank you.
We are going to put this on. You're very welcome. You're good at this, so you should do something on the side.
Oh, great to have good help. Thanks for the help.
So, you're very welcome. So what we will do, we will create this one service page that will be called From Tree to Table. And inside the page where we are going to create content is for the log cabin build, woodwork, carpentry work, and furniture repair. It says custom furniture making. I think that's something that could go in there. Very nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So, great.
So one thing in particular... that I have thought of, which is, so a lot of this stuff, you know, it's not hazardous work, obviously, you know, making a table and stuff like that. Shed building is construction, but not like taking down a tree. So for the tree removal part, I would like the insured to mention that I'm insured on that page. That page is the one page that needs it, because I do have it for that specifically. Other things too, landscaping, but maybe we could put it on the landscaping page too, but especially the tree page.
Absolutely.
Tree trimming, I'm all.
So we will have that on the tree removal services.
Yep. And the tree trimming pruning too would be forth.
And then tree trimming and pruning. Okay.
And also now, the landscaping.
That's a, so the landscaping, I can create one service page to put the landscaping
and
services. Okay.
And that'll cover, should I tell you what my landscaping services include? So, because I'm assuming that's going to go in there by each one to post and look at. Yeah. Okay. I do some land clearing. I do, like, I would put the tree, I guess I will put the tree planting. I have planted some bushes before that are like small trees, so I will do that.
So
I would also put on
bush planting.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I would also do garden bed gardening. You know, if someone wants something like that. There's just a whole host of outdoor things. Brush removal, that's a big thing too. Removing debris. People have, you know, weeds and everything like that, and trees fall down, and maybe they do the, a lot of people in our area where I live, they will do a lot of their own work if they can. Like they'll even fell trees, but more often if a tree falls on their property, they'll cut it up themselves. But they'll want someone to move the wood out because it gets heavy after a while. So that sometimes I've been hired for that to finish the job, so to speak. So brush removal is the big thing. Yeah.
So if I put trash removal as that way, you would get frame it as a, you know, like a the junk hauling and things like that, which I don't really want.
No. But if you said brush, B-R-U-S-H, brush removal, that is identified with natural green mat.
Ah, grass.
Which is exactly what I mean. Yeah, brush removal. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Now, so then for the landscape services, I'm going to put as a title, and then inside will be land clearing, a small tree and bush planting, garden beds, gardening, grass removal, weed removal, hedge trimming, bush trimming, anything else that you want
mulching.
To add in there?
Yep.
Mulching.
Mulching's the big one, yep. Mulching, yeah.
Okay. And then we're putting the log cabin building under the from tree to table.
Yeah. Page. And custom furniture.
Yeah, along with the custom furniture making and carpentry. Okay. So then I also have that you do fence repair, gate construction, shed building and firewood. So the firewood, I think it will go very well from tree to table, right?
Yeah, okay.
That goes really nicely along that. But then for the fence repair and the gate repair and the gate construction and shed building. So instead of thinking how to build it into a site, all of them, to try to find a good title for it that will also work as a good keyword, right? So,
okay. For what page is this? Oh, is this for the page after from tree to table?
Yes. So,
okay.
Because the way that I want to organize it will be, just give me 1 second. Just, I forgot to put silent my chat and
for
I
the log cabin.
The way that we're gonna make it, we will put three services, one page, emergency three services, one page.
Uh-huh.
And we have our pre-established pages that will be the tree removal page, tree trimming and pruning and stump removal services, right? And then after that, we're going to have a page for login. And then we're going to have the from tree to table that has carpentry, woodworking, custom furniture making, log cabin building, and firewood. Mm. Then after that, we're going to have landscape services. So inside the landscape services, we will have the land clearing, a small tree and bush planting, garden beds, gardening, grass removal, weed removal, hedge trimming, bush trimming, and mulching. And now I have this like set of services that you do for outdoor construction, but it's more into the repair. For example, I have the defense repairs, the gate repair, gate construction, and shed building. So that's what I'm trying to see, like a outdoors construction.
Yeah, outdoor construction is great. If you could put the logging and the outdoor construction are as everything on the site interconnected. But those two are especially interconnected because when someone wants me to build something, I build in oftentimes a very rustic way. So they could say, hey, after you fell this tree for me on my property, could you make me something out of it? You know, or they might want me to build a little shed and I can actually harvest the trees and make the shed and have it look totally unique, not like a store-bought kit. It's all unique. So they kind of go hand in hand. In order to do the building, you have to get the wood, and people like it a bit that I get it in an old-fashioned way. That's kind of part of the appeal, I guess, to make it all make sense.
Yeah. So would you want me to put defense repairs and gate repair and gate construction and ship building with the inside of the logging?
Yeah, if we could put logging and big build, something like that, because big builds include, you know, something bigger than a table usually, you know, something like a construction thing, logging and big builds or logging and outdoor build. How about that, logging and outdoor build?
Yeah, I think the outdoor build is far more appealing to what you do.
Yeah, logging and outdoor build, yeah.
Okay. Great, I do have now a really nice, like, setup of what I want to see on that. That's fantastic. Okay. So we'll have the tree services, emergency.
You know, there's one last thing.
Yeah.
That I'm wanting to put on there on the, one of the pages, I'm not sure what it would fit into, but I love cooking, and I cook, to no surprise, with the wood a lot of times that I get from the job. And I do know a few species of wood, and I have made my own charcoal. Maybe you've heard of natural lump charcoal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I make that. Yeah. And I'm thinking, my sister lives in New York City, and she tells me that people in New York City who have a little grill, maybe the folks who cook out at wherever they live, really would love it because I guess folks are getting into more of the natural ways of cooking and just doing things in general for their health and other reasons too, you know, conscious of the environment and stuff. So she thinks, in short, people would really like my natural lump charcoal. And I've been thinking about selling it. It works really good. I think it tastes really good. Bruce is my favorite food. I'm thinking of putting that on the site somewhere. I'm just not sure what page or if I should make a new page for the culinary side of things.
Certainly do one single page for the natural charcoal. So what I do we need from you, if you can just send me like pointers on how to develop the content on it. So the pointers will be like what kind of wood is used.
You know what, ma'am? I'm sorry, someone's calling me. Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Hello, I'm back, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello?
Good.
Oh,
hello,
there,
can you hear me?
I had a quick business call, but I am ready to go now. I just had to, okay, got to make a quick little note. But yeah, we
no
can continue
worries
to talk now.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate, I know that you're a busy guy, and I really, really appreciate you taking the time to talk with
me.
Oh, thanks
for
the
assistance.
I really want this website to be really, really good. Okay, so with the natural charcoal.
Yeah.
It's something that first, I'm super like kind of hippie. I like organic things. I will pay the extra.
You know what? It's tough. I would love to say organic. I like the concept of organic. I like organic stuff a bit too. Speaking of that, it's often very expensive. Sometimes I wonder, but hey, that's a big. I would have a hard time knowing if the wood is if it's organic charcoal, because of one thing: people chemically treat their trees. Usually, there's never anything toxic. I haven't come across any problems. I mean, I cook and eat with it all the time, but people will put a plant food, just like you put a fertilizer on a tomato, and that can change it, meaning take it out of the organic category if it wasn't an organic fertilizer, or if it wasn't, I guess, an organic plant food, or tree I guess food. So I have no way of knowing what tree has been fertilized or not, because I'm getting the trees from all over. And it's hard to know what. I do know which woods make the better lump charcoal. So like, for example, we could put hardwood lump charcoal, because people who burn wood or who cook with wood know that hardwoods give you usually the more preferred flavor. So that is a big attraction in my area. If anything, hardwood charcoal all the way to hardwood flooring. People just really like the hardwood. Speaking of hardwood flooring,
we can say natural hardwood.
Natural, exactly. It's not like buying Kingsford charcoal briquettes from Home Depot. It's not that. It is totally natural charcoal. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the part that I'm trying to capture, because you see, I'm looking now as at the point of a consumer. Right. I'm a little bit a hippie. I'm European, so I'm quite used to organic food just being cold.
Oh, okay.
So
did you say Eastern European?
No, I'm European. So I grew up in Germany,
okay,
and I'm Spaniard.
My father and mother lived in Germany for a while, way back a long time ago. My father was in Vietnam. And my mother was there with him, and he was in the Korean War. While he was in the military, he was stationed in this place called I think it was Ham. What was it called? Some town in Germany, Frankfurt, Germany. That's what it was.
Oh, Frankfurt. Well, I grew up in Berlin in the north,
okay.
Where all the bunkers started. So that's where I grew up.
He was stationed around. We like, my family likes traveling. We just like everywhere. He left the military actually on a conscientious objection, and he still loves traveling though.
That's sweet. So there you go. For us back home, all food is organic, basically. So for me, that comes.
Okay.
I do know, and all the people that I you know, have relations with here in the U.S. is we are very much try to always buy organic and natural sources.
Oh, wow.
Because at the end of the day, you know, I do prefer to pay that extra dollar, but knowing that, you know, it's actually a real thing that I'm buying.
I am starting to kind of get into it. I always thought it's amazing the body that we've been created with, and that feeling. So it would be good to probably take care of it a bit.
it's a huge difference.
I'm learning
tomato
that.
It's different. It's just a whole different thing. It's like when you cook with that hardwood lump charcoal you make, the food tastes different. Right, so
it does taste better than cooking with like a processed charcoal or with gas. Gas is something I don't like gas at all.
So what I would like to create, I'm gonna create that page, that natural hardwood long charcoal. You do need to send me some pointers for me to write down the content for it, because I do think that it's really nice in case that you want to put it. You know, just send me what pointers to use to create the content.
And
maybe
what
you
can
add a recipe in there if you want to share your culinary recipes. So as a
recipe,
nice,
you know what?
A nice personal touch for your site.
Yeah, that's true. I had not thought of that. I will have to, maybe think of somebody that too. The other thing is I have pictures of just about everything that I do. I have pictures of the charcoal, because I have some here at my house that I can put in a nice little wooden crate, and I can send that picture to you to put on the site. I have pictures of lumber, because I sell lumber too. So we could maybe put that on the logging and outdoor build, the lumber sale. I have pictures of wood slabs. all different types of stuff that have got, you know, cherry, hickory, stuff like that. Pine,
oh,
too. I do that.
The more images and the more pointers from content that you send me, the better, because, again, I do want the site to represent your business, right? So I can put a design, I can do a lot of market wording, but the personal touch has to come from you, okay?
Right, yeah.
So we need to work here as a team, Farrell. So
yeah.
Is there any other pages that you will want me to create, another page for a different kind of service that you will want me to create?
I think that that's all I can think of at the moment. There's probably some other things that if I thought about it that I do, but it would definitely be nice to dip, see what, you know, the main things I do start getting, you know, getting around to people, getting people interested in the main stuff first, you know, and then I'll add the other stuff maybe a couple months down the road or something.
Okay, because the reason why I ask is because I do have to tell you, if you, after today, ask me to create a whole new page, that will incur in a fee, okay?
Oh, okay.
So, what I can always
do
at the cost is adding content. So if you think of something that will go inside of your login and outdoor bill, I can for sure add it to the site. But I just can't create a new page. Okay?
Yeah. So I don't have anything else that's really worthy of a whole page. A lot of the other stuff is kind of ancillary. It's just like if a customer and I are talking, I could say, hey, you know, sometimes I do this. It's so small, stuff like, you know, it's so small, it's not worth the, you know, to put up there, I guess.
No, but as I said, we can always add it in content, you know. So that's the good thing. In content, I'm pretty much free, more or less.
Okay.
But if I have to create a new whole page, then...
Oh, no, yeah. No, there's no, I can't think of it. There's not anything that's worth a whole new page. No, if anything, adding it onto an existing page, it should fit right into there. Well, I can't think of anything really offhand. I'm building more and more things with wood, so, but that all fits into custom furniture. I mean, there's some things like, countertop. I don't know if that's considered furniture, but that fits into, custom, you know, building. So that's, you know, that kind of a thing. But I haven't built a countertop yet, so I don't want to advertise that yet.
Okay,
yeah.
But you see, that kind of thing, I can actually add it to your page from tree to table. You see?
Okay, yeah.
Because all of that is part of the custom furniture making, the log cabin, it's all of the tree harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
Situation, right?
Yeah.
So that can always be added inside the content. And if you have images, please send them my way. If you have photos that you have taken for different things, try to send me as much as you can so I can add them.
Yeah,
okay.
I do have, I actually have photos that I sent via email, and not all of them made it onto the site, so I'll probably just resend those. So they can make it on there.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, just send it. And always when you send an email, especially if it's for the website, just put on the subject line for the website. And in that way, it does come from my department. So they send the email to me. So if it doesn't have that title, they go open the email, they try to figure out what is going on. So.
And I'm actually thinking something now. Oh, and just so we know, I don't want to put the countertops up yet, but not yet on time.
No worries. I did not put it down. Whatever you want to add in a later stage, I was just letting you know. We can always add it. I know where to add it. So the different things, what I wanted to create today was more like the physical body of the website, for calling it in a way, right?
Oh, okay.
So once we have the physical body... Because it will take me, Farrell, 3 to 4 weeks to have the site ready. Okay. So.
Okay, yeah, that was my question. I'm going to go to a quieter place. I'm out here making charcoal now, actually. I'm gonna sit down. So where would I, how would I send you pictures and things of that nature? Is there a, could I text you pictures or?
I much prefer to have them via email. So you send it to the support at localsplash.com. Right? The support.
Could you send me?
I can send a text message with the email address. And how you need to put the title, so they send it immediately to me, okay? So.
Okay, yeah. So instructions on the text to how to send it to you.
Yeah. Don't worry. I will send you a text. Because also, I am capable of putting videos on this website. However.
Oh, good, because I do have a video.
They have to be no more than 1 minute 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Because if it's longer than that, it takes so much of the website to load that it takes away the attention of the person. So in between 1 minute and 1 minute 30 seconds, I can put a video of it. So.
Okay, gotcha.
And just, you know, and I will send you the text message to where you have to send it to me and all of that. So with that theme of the imagery, now, we do own stock photos, right? The photos that we own, they are professionally taken. They already have a score on Google. So I always recommend that we use our stock photos for the presentation of the website, and we dedicate a page that is a gallery page to your photos. However, because I do see that you do so many different things and you have, we can do a combination. And once that I have the body of the website ready, that I send you that link with the body so you can see and approve, we can see if you want to place your own photos in different particular places, and then we can do it.
Yeah, I do have photos, you know, quite a few, of, but there's one photo I'd like on the front page. Somewhere on the front page, so which is a picture of me after a job at a friend of mine's house. He is a videographer and photographer, and he took a very nice picture of me, he and his worker, and they, it's very nice, professionally done. And I would like a picture of me on a tree stump with my axe in my hand and my water bottle, and I have my, I'm in work gear. It's a nice clear picture. It's on a sunny day and there's trees behind me. It's a nice picture. So that I'd like on the front page.
Fantastic. If you send it to me, I will replace the one with the trees and I will put that one. But just that one in particular that you want that in that particular page, when you send it to me, just send that single photo and say for homepage.
Okay.
I will send you this in a text so you have it. Okay. Because then I will get it right into that. If you already have that picture, that's great. So for the rest of the website, I say I will put the stock photos because that changes. That just takes me like 2 minutes. So if you want to change the photos on the side, but to start with, besides from that homepage photo, we will use the stock photos and we will use the gallery page for you. Okay.
Okay. So we're doing the stock photos, and then we can put some of my own in gradually. Is that what, and I, of course, have the cover, have the front page photo of me there,
yes.
Too.
So because remember that we will have a single page that is called the gallery page, and we can post all of your photos in there. But, as I say, it's just to create the full body of the website. Because once that is all mounted and ready and you can see the content, where is the content and everything, we can actually place your own photos, whatever you want them to be, to match the page content and all of that. It's just for me to build the website, to have it as fast as possible ready, because I do want it to be ready as soon as possible. We take this approach, and then we can always be moving things around. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you.
So, you're welcome. Also, I am going to have on your website, I'm going to have the click to review for your Google. It's a button.
Okay, yeah.
When they click on it, it goes straight to where they're going to write a review. Easy to use. But also, I can place reviews that people have leave you anywhere online. However, you have to tell me where are these reviews, okay? Because I don't monitor accounts. I only monitor the performance of the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a review, let's say, in Sumback, right? You just write to me, hey, Celine, got a new review in Sumback. Please place on website, and I will go and fetch it, okay?
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, thanks. Ooh, in that case, I have 5 or 6 reviews on Thumbtack that I would like to do, as you say, fetch, if you could do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will look for those once I will finish our call.
Okay.
Thumbtack, right? Okay.
Yeah, Thumbtack. And the business name might be spelled a little bit wrong there, but I'm the only one with any name like mine, Brownstream Ground Service. And when you go on there, if you go on my profile, you will see that picture of me standing over that tree stump. That's the exact picture. I don't know if you can retrieve it from that or if it's still best that I send it to you.
No, that's something that I cannot take images from any website. So you will have the image that I place on this website. You have to send me the image file. So that's more for protection of everyone. You know?
Okay, sure, it takes me a little bit. I have so many photos. It takes me a little bit to find that one, but I think I still got it. So that'll be good. I'm pretty positive.
Don't worry, but it will give me a great idea of how to place on the site. So. You say that the name is spelled differently? How different?
It's a little bit of an error. It's still very, very similar. But if you put in Brown's Tree and Ground Service Thumbtack just on the regular Google search, it should take you right to me.
It does appear. Okay, great.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
We also are going to have a page that is called the deals page, right? This is where we are going to put specials and coupons, which Google really likes websites that have coupons for some reason. But they really like it. They favor them a lot. So I always create the first coupon is, do you do free estimates, right?
Yes, I do. They're not all free. Someone by straight chance wants me to travel to 2 hours away, then I would have to charge a bit there. But in general, yeah.
Okay. What will be the mile radius that you usually do?
Yeah. Free estimate.
That will include a free estimate?
I would say free estimate up to 20 mile radius. You know, I think that's probably pretty fair.
Okay. 20 mile radius. Great. And now, do you have any, discounts or special prices for groups Well, tell me. What discounts?
My father had this idea because he always asked for it, a senior citizen discount.
Yeah.
And I do offer discounts. The bigger ones are for people who have standing timber, so discounts for valuable wood or something like that. Discounts for I offer discounts. I guess I would say in exchange for wood. Maybe someone has another tree that I would like to harvest, so I'll offer discounts for. Other trees. Maybe we can call that tree trading.
Tree trading. That will
be
tree
trading. Okay. Yeah. I offer, let's see here.
people who have multiple projects, or if they have, they want a tree done, but they also wanted landscaping done, we'll do a job bundle, work bundling. So maybe do both jobs overall for less, because some people don't know that the tree servicemen also can build them a table, and they wanted an outdoor furniture set, and I could make an outdoor furniture set for, you know, out of their own tree, to be honest with you.
That's great. So what we can do is actually create multiple projects, bundles, discount.
Yeah.
And in that way, it covers all of the services that you provide. But if they do a multiple project bundle at the same time, you get a discount. That's great.
Right.
Okay. So we have free estimates up to 20-mile radius, a senior citizen discount, tree trading, and then multiple projects bundle discount. Those are four coupons. That's really, really good. So, and if you ever think, Carol, on like a time limit offer, like for example, let's say, because unfortunately, to be quite frank, I will not have this site ready for Thanksgiving. So if you want to run a Christmas special, right? So something just like the week before Christmas, December special on tree services, special prices.
I don't do holiday specials. But what I'm thinking of is like a fall cleanup special, something like, to let the customers know that we're all trying to get ready for winter and take care of our yards. I'm happy to offer a discount if you have multiple yard projects, you know, something like that. I guess that's part of the yard bundle, but
yeah,
maybe targeting in the fall.
No, I was telling you more like if you want to piggy bank more or less on a holiday and create a holiday special that is a time limit offer, do not hesitate. Just let me know and I will create a special coupon that is time limit. Those works very well as well. So.
Okay. I might have a time limit offer in mind for deep in the fall. I'm thinking of like a spring cleanup offer too, something like that. And I would time limit on that because the spring the jobs come on and pretty quick in midstream. There's a period of time in early spring when the tree removal is kind of slow. In general, there's always jobs out there and some people pay a lot for marketing and they end up getting it, but, getting is the lead, you know, most in general it is slower. So I would say I'd put a 1 week time limit on for a particular week early in the spring, early spring tree removal discount, you know, start the year with, project at a discount. You know what I mean? Something like that. I would like to give anyways a discount on my tree removal early in the spring.
Yeah, well, no worries. Once that you have it settled when it's the week that you want it and everything, you send me the info. Usually what I do when it's a time limit offer, I place the coupon a week before it's going to start the offer.
Okay.
Right?
If I tell you the week now, would that work? Or would you like me to wait?
Yeah, I would prefer that we wait.
Okay.
So, because now I'm more interested in having actually, like I said, the body of the website. Then because there is always going to be things that we're going to be changing. Right, and creating new things. So along the way, we always think of new possible ways to make it better. So let's for the time being, it is for spring, where it's still on the fall. let's hold on our horses in there, okay?
Okay.
So,
sure.
Carol, I see that for the free estimates, you will do them up to 20-mile radius, but how far would you travel for work?
I would go up to 50 miles. I'm actually going to Fairport to do a big job Thursday.
So,
up to 50 miles, yeah. Maybe 100 miles. We'll just make it even 100 miles.
Okay, I can put it there, but...
Okay, yeah. It's almost got a big tree, you know, and some people, it's nice when, occasionally when people really want me to do it, they, you know, don't want to go anyplace else. And if I can do it, even if they're far away, and that works out, because you know you're willing to pay what it's worth. The travel cost is something, but you know people are willing to account for that sometimes. So 100 miles will do it.
Okay. And now I do have that you go. Your business hours are 24/7. You do have emergency services available. And the payments that you take are cash, check, and cash app, right?
Yep.
Okay. If you ever upgrade your payment methods, if you start taking credit cards or PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, please do let me know, okay? Because those changes do make a huge difference. There is people that they much rather pay with credit cards. So. Okay. I don't want you to miss out on
that. Oh, thank you.
So, okay. So, is there any other special request? Is there something special that you would like to see on the side that I haven't mentioned?
I really can't think of anything for now. I guess I'll try to. I guess that's about it. I am excited about the lump charcoal thing. I'm curious to know how people will be interested.
I wonder if you have this. So, okay. In any case, I do will give you a green card of, one major change. If you think of something before the end of this week and you send it to me, I will do that big change. So if you think of a page that you want to add or something, okay? But in Friday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be 7 p.m. your time. You have that great card, okay? So
sir,
I will also send you a text message now with the email address and how to word the subject line so the emails can come straight to me, anything that is related to your website, okay? And please do keep in touch. We will be in communication. If I need anything from you, I will always usually try to do it first via text message. And if you want to talk with me on the phone regarding the site or something that you would like to add to it or remove, when you call client services, you need to ask for them to set an appointment for me to call you back. Okay, they look at my calendar and they will set an appointment. Okay?
Okay.
So,
very
Carol,
nice.
If you don't have any questions, can I help you?
I think I'm all set. I don't think I have any more questions.
Okay. So, Carol, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. And
thank you.
Thank you. We'll be sending you that text message, and I'm very excited to be on this site. I have very good ideas of things that I want to do with it, so this is nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. I am curious to see what happens with it over the coming couple of months or so. I have never done this before. I'm used to just buying leads, you know, one at a time and wasting a lot of money. That's what I'm used to. So this
really?
Will be an interesting thing, hopefully. Yeah.
Well,
see how this works out.
The Google program, the organic way to create your own leads, it does take a little bit more time.